But right now we're staying in WA and we're talking about measles. We've seen over the last couple of weeks the increase in a number of reported cases of measles in WA. And measles was thought to be eradicated from our state. So it's important that we talk about the highly infectious disease. Joining us this morning to talk about it and how we can protect ourselves is Dr. Claire Huppertz, Senior Medical Advisor from the Department of Health. Welcome to the MAG.
Thanks, Georgia. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about why we've recently seen these outbreaks of measles in WA recently.
Well, you're right to say that measles had been eliminated from WA and the rest of Australia, and that's due to our really high vaccination coverage. But what we're seeing is reflective of what's happening in the rest of the world in that it hasn't been eliminated from everywhere. So what happens in Western Australia is people go overseas or come in from overseas having been exposed in another country to measles, and they come into WA and can spread, get infected and spread the disease around here. So largely the cases that we get in WA are originally from imported cases.
Okay, so even if you travel over... If you travel overseas and you have been vaccinated against measles, is it different strains and that's why people are getting sick, or...?
Well, that's an important point. So it's all to do with vaccination, measles being a vaccine-preventable disease. If people have been vaccinated with two doses of a measles-containing vaccine, they are protected. So what we generally see is people going overseas and coming in contact with measles who are not vaccinated or under-vaccinated, so maybe they've only had one dose of vaccine. So it's a really important reminder for people, if they're going overseas, to make sure they've had the two doses of a measles-containing vaccine to protect them from measles if they come in contact with it.
Okay, cool. So, now, to be fair, I don't know much about measles, but I would like to know why we have to take it so seriously.
Yeah, fair enough. So, measles is one of those things that people think of as a sort of used to be a regular childhood illness and it used to be very common. But measles can be very, very serious disease. So you can get significant complications from measles, and about 30% of people who get measles end up in hospital. About 10% of people who get measles get complications, and they can be ear infections, pneumonia, or even encephalitis, which is an inflammation of the brain. Now, that happens in about 1 in 1,000 people, but that can have really serious consequences, including brain damage and even death.
Oh wow! That's crazy. So, can you talk us through some of the symptoms and what to look out for?
Sure. So the symptoms of measles usually start about 10 days after being exposed to someone with measles, but that can be anything from 7 to 18 days after exposure. The first thing people get is a fever and a runny nose, sore or red eyes, and a cough. People usually feel really miserable, and it's worse than a nasty cold. Then a few days later, about 2 to 4 days later, people come out in a rash, and it's a blotchy red rash. It starts on the face and then descends down the body over the trunk and down the limbs, and the fever's still present at that time.
On the MAG right now, for anyone who's just tuned in, we're speaking to Claire Huppertz, Senior Medical Advisor. We're talking about measles. Now, Claire, we just talked about some of the symptoms, but let's talk about what we should do if we're experiencing some of these symptoms or we think that we may have measles.
Yeah, so that's really important, especially if people know that they've been exposed to measles or have been travelling recently. And for anyone in Perth at the moment where there has been some measles around, it's important that people seek a medical diagnosis, but the really important thing is that they call ahead. So if you think you've got measles and you want to go and see a doctor, important to call up the clinic beforehand or the emergency department beforehand, say, I think I might have measles, and that way they will ensure that you don't infect anyone when you go to the waiting room. So they might greet you at the door with a mask, get you to put a mask on and take you to an isolated room, remembering that measles is one of the most highly contagious infectious diseases that we have.
So to be infected, how is it, do you have to touch the person, or is it airborne?
It's airborne, so it's you only get it from people, so it's person-to-person spread, and it's in the respiratory droplets, so when people cough or sneeze, the droplets go into the air, and they can actually float around in the air for up to 30 minutes after someone has even left a room who's been coughing, you know, if they've got measles. So that's how infectious it can be. After that 30 minutes, it goes away, it hits the floor and it dies, so there's no ongoing risk to, you know, areas where people have been with measles, but it is quite infectious if you're in and around the same airspace as someone with measles, which is why we try and keep people who we think have measles outside of waiting rooms or, you know, away from other people, unless there's anyone who's not vaccinated or babies too young to be vaccinated around them.
Sure. So, Claire, what I would like to ask you now is, are there any, once we have measles, what happens to you? Like, is there something that you can take that will make, I can't think of the word.
Yeah, it's only treatment for it.
Treatment.
That's a good question. Yeah, so being a viral illness, like a lot of viruses, there's no specific treatment for measles. So treatment's just symptomatic. You know, people can have to keep up their fluids. They can take Panadol and rest. But unfortunately, there's nothing specific that will make it, you know, go away quicker. And you remain infectious. It's one of those diseases. You're actually infectious before you get the rash. Up to 4 days before you get the rash, people are infectious. And for 4 days after the rash appears. So it's got quite a long infectious period.
Okay. So, and we've talked about having the measles vaccine. Is that the only way that we can protect ourselves from getting measles?
It's the best protection from measles, so it's a very effective vaccine. But you do need two doses for lifelong protection, so I think this is a really timely reminder for parents and carers to make sure that the kids are vaccinated and up to date with vaccinations. At the moment, in WA, measles-containing vaccine are offered to children at 12 months and 18 months of age. But really importantly, there's a cohort of people between the ages of 20 and about 53, so those people born in 1966 or after, who maybe missed out on one of their doses of vaccine. So it's a really important reminder for adults in the community to check actually that they've got a vaccination record with two doses of a measles-containing vaccine. If they don't, go along to a vaccine provider, your GP, and vaccine is available free through a government program for catch-up for those people born after 1966. That's really important for people at the moment in Perth, but also people planning to travel overseas.
Awesome, Claire. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Georgia. Thanks for having me on your show.
We were just speaking to Claire about measles and the outbreak that's happening in WA at the moment. If you did want some more information, they suggest to contact your GP or head on over to healthywa.wa.gov.au.